Well, it's been a year since the brazen assassination of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse after Haitian authorities say a group of men stormed his bedroom. And now one of those men, a former Colombian soldier who says he'd been hired to do security in Haiti, is breaking his silence and adding to the questions about what happened that night. Miami Herald correspondent Jacqueline Charles has long been on this story. She joins us now. And Jacqueline, this retired Colombian soldier says he was hired to provide security in Haiti, saw it as a job opportunity. Haitian police say he and other Colombians led Haitian officers and some Haitian Americans and stormed the president's home. What's the Colombian saying now?
Well, yes, basically he provides essentially a TikTok of what went down that evening where he and his fellow Colombians were, this retired soldier, Sergeant Edwin Blanquisset. And, you know, based on his, you know, account of things, it makes you think, you know, one of the big things that he notes is that when they left the house to go to where the president's private residence was located, it was about 2 o'clock or a little bit after. According to Haitian police, the president died about 1 a.m. So he plugs holes into that. Mm-hmm. He also challenges interviews that the First Lady, Martine Moïse, had given. She was wounded in the attack, and she said that the assailants flashed a flashlight in her eyes. He says that the team of Colombians did not carry flashlights. And he also notes that when he arrived at the president's private residence, he did not go in immediately, him and his team. They were actually were at a house next door, and there were a group of Colombians who were prying the door, trying to get open. And while that was going on sometime between 2:15 and 2:30, he looked up to the second floor, initially didn't see anything, and then saw the flash, which would essentially be the flash of a gun. So his argument is that, look, we are here in a Haitian prison accused of killing this president, but we didn't do it. And he argues that the president was already dead when they arrived, and essentially that they were set up to basically be blamed for this.
Well, and why did they arrive and who set them up? I mean, Haitian police have said that a Haitian American from South Florida, Christian Emmanuel Sanon, hired the Colombian soldiers to be bodyguards while he was in Haiti. Now, he's denied any involvement in the president's death, but did he send the Colombians who thought they were bodyguards over to the presidential home? I mean, why did they go?
So I interviewed Christian Emmanuel Sano along with James Solages, who are both in a Haitian prison, and I interviewed them just a few weeks ago, actually less than a few weeks ago, and they both deny their involvement. I mean, Sano, prior to me talking to him, we had shown that he had once filed for bankruptcy and really did not have the financial means to pull off such a crime. He also says that he was not the one who decided to hire these soldiers, but it was a Miami area firm, and that he had no idea that these Colombian military, ex-military soldiers who were serving as bodyguards for him were involved in any kind of plot. The reality is today that we still do not know who the mastermind of this is. There are more questions than answers. There are three individuals who are currently in custody in the United States. They're the only one to have been formally charged. There are 42 people still in jail in Haiti, and they have not yet seen a judge.
Well, and one of them, as we said, this former Colombian soldier has blown some holes in the case, at least that some are making, as to how the former president died. But how are people in Haiti reacting? There's still no permanent government there.
There is still no permanent government. There's an interim government. We've got gangs increasingly tightening their grips on large swaths of the capital. This is a capital where everything just functions by daylight. People are afraid of kidnappings. The police is thinning day by day. It's down to just 12,000 plus police officers in a population of 12 million. You know, a lot of people agree that the environment is just not set for any sort of elections, but at the same time, it's crumbling. People are voting with their feet. Those without visas or passports are taking boats in the largest Haitian boat migration crisis since 2004, and others with visas and passports are flying to the Dominican Republic or even here in the United States.
Yeah.
It's really a depressing situation.
Well, and thank you for keeping us on top of it. Miami Herald correspondent Jacqueline Charles, thank you as always.
Thank you.